This is WSKG News. I'm Brett Jaspers. Members of a leading senior citizens lobby group are advocating for a retirement plan in New York that could benefit their children and grandchildren. Karen DeWitt has more.
The proposal by AARP could help address a big change in employer practices since the group's members, 50 and older, began their working lives. And that is the sharp decline in companies that offer pensions or even 401k retirement accounts, leaving younger workers with no opportunities at work to save for their retirement. The group's New York director, Beth Finkel, says it's a growing concern with over half of the workforce now lacking access to retirement plans.
There are 3.5 million New Yorkers who work in private industry, who go to work every day and don't have an opportunity to save in the workplace for their own retirement.
AARP is backing a bill that allows workers with no access to retirement plans to decide to have a portion of their paychecks go to a portable, state-sponsored Roth IRA. They would be able to take the IRA with them to a new job and keep contributing as much or as little as they want. Finkel says it won't cost businesses any money, but they would be required to alter their payroll forms to accommodate the IRA contributions.
This is not about government having to put in any matching money. This is a mechanism to allow people to save for themselves.
My name is Smitha Varghese. I'm a junior at Queens College.
Smitha Varghese has not yet even entered the working world, but she's already thinking about her retirement.
My mother had a pension. My father didn't. He didn't have a 401k or a pension. And my mother passed away from cancer, but my father has all four kids to raise, and he struggles a lot.
Her father is now 67, still working, and will be for the foreseeable future. Varghese started thinking about how the lack of a pension or 401k could play out in her older years. She joined an effort by the New York Public Interest Research Group to get state government to help facilitate an alternative.
Millennials, we hop to different jobs. There's a change going on, so legislation should support this change.
The measure has majority party sponsors in each house who hope it can be approved as part of the state budget. But the state's business council opposes the measure, saying they already have enough paperwork to deal with right now implementing the state's new paid family leave program, which also requires a payroll mechanism for employee contributions. And the business council says Governor Cuomo has already announced plans for a commission. It will study options for government-sponsored alternative retirement plans, and they'd like to see those results first. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.